Hey, welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Are you excited? What are you excited about?
What are you so excited about?
Today we're very excited because today
it's National Avocado Day.
Avocado? I don't know how to pick out an avocado.
It's so green.
It's green, so it's nature.
Oh, God, dude. It's really squishy.
Too squishy.
Squishy.
Whoa, that's good squishy.
We want to wish everyone a happy National Avocado Day.
Let's get this show started.
Just like me, it's a good fat. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Now, how does that work? How do you get the Mike Show on your Alexa device? The live show and our feature channel. Well, you do that by simply enabling our skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen to Radio 434 or the Mike Show live, you can just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show from 8-ish to 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And then each one of those days, we take all those segments and we repack it into a full-length podcast. Full-length and anatomically correct. And then those usually drop around noon or so. It's all the bits and segments and interviews and things that we do during the live show, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And that drops. You can get it on Alexa by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can go to Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to it there. It's on YouTube. You can also watch the show on Facebook at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. And that works for our Instagram. It works for our YouTube. That works for our X, Twitter, for MySpace, your place and my face. I don't know. Anyway, so that's all the places, all the ways that you can get us. But wait. There's more. We have a brand new app that's going to be dropping very, very, very soon. And all of the content will be on the app. You'll be able to find our live channel. You'll be able to find our live show, our feature channel. You'll be able to find our podcast link, links to all of our videos, all of that stuff, including not just show videos, but our test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, our mic'd up pop-up happy hour videos that we have from Three Roads, all of that stuff. Anytime we go and do a live remote broadcast, we do both video and audio drops and interviews and things. You'll be able to find all that on the app as well. It's going to be kind of a game changer for us. We really appreciate your patience, and you'll still be able to you'll still be able to listen and watch us all the ways that you do now. If you want to download the new app and get everything right there, well, then you can choose to do that. If you choose to just continue to listen or watch us the way you've been, that's totally fine too. We are good to go. All right, coming up on today's program, we've got Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She's going to be joining us in a little bit. It's Theatre Thursday, and for those in the theater community here in the Lynchburg area, you may know Tom now. And Tom passed away just recently, and they had Tom's service at Commerce Street Theater this past Saturday, which was just wonderful. It was lovely. So we've invited some of the folks from Commerce Street Theater. We've invited some of the folks that have worked with Tom and know Tom the best. They're going to be joining us on a very, very special edition of Theatre Thursday. And we also have, since people like to double book us, which is fine, we like to have guests. We have the Broke Theater Kids on Theatre Thursday as well. Timothy McFadden and guests from Broke Theater Kids, they're going to be joining us ahead of their live stage show, which is August 1st. I believe that's tomorrow at the Academy Center of the Arts. So we've got two Theatre Thursday groups. In addition to all of that, guestages, we have a list, and it's not our top list, but we did turn it into a top list. We have our list of the 10 most hated foods in America. And I'll tell you what number one is. I'm not really shocked, because I actually like them, but I like them in moderation. I mean, like, just one, and then that's it. That's one and done. So we're going to talk about the 10 most hated foods and our top list. And I can't tell you what the name of the top list is, because it'll give away what the number one hated food is. So you'll just have to stick around. Anyway, okay. So that and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Today's radio show is sponsored by food. Food. If you're going to eat, why not try food?
Yeah. The Mike Show. So we're going to... Where am I? Oh, there I am. So we're going to talk about foods. We have a poll, a recent survey of thousands of Americans to find out what is the most hated foods in America right now. We've got the top 10. And if you love all the foods on this list, you've got a very refined palate, or you're gross. I don't know. So where did avocados end up on this list because it is National Avocado Day?
Avocados from Mexico.
No, they didn't. They did not. Okay. So, well, at least they're not in our top 10. Here we go. Let's do this from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. And let's get rid of that graphic. Okay. So here we go. Number 10. Most hated foods in America. 38% of those surveyed said sushi. Now, I particularly love sushi. And 23% of those surveyed said they love sushi, which is higher than any other food that we mentioned. Chitlins, 39%. Number 9. That'd be higher on the list if more people knew what they were. Okay. They're pig intestines.
Bacon!
It's not bacon. It's pig intestines.
Like I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Blue cheese. 39%. It's number 8 on the list. 39% of those surveyed hate blue cheese. I don't understand this one at all, because it has... Not only are they incredible, whether you slurp them down raw on the half shell, or whether they're lightly steamed, or whether they're battered and deep fried and turned into a po' boy sandwich, how can you not love oysters? I absolutely positively love oysters, and they come with a... an extra added benefit.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. 42% of those surveyed, this is number 7 on the list, hate oysters. Caviar. I can't say that I'm really a big fan of it. 43%. Although I don't eat it on the regular. I don't think anybody does, really. You know, except maybe the top 1%. Squid. 43%. Now I can get behind that one. Tofu at 46%. That's number 4 on the list. Sardines. 52% hate or dislike sardines. I actually like sardines, again, in moderation. Now oysters, man, I'll just take those down repeatedly. But sardines, in moderation. Liver. I don't like liver either. 55%. It's actually had the highest hate rating at 40%, and only 36% fully. Oh, wait, that's our number one. At 40% hate rating, but 55% of those surveyed overall said that they dislike liver. Number one on the list, and this was surprising, are anchovies. 56% of those surveyed dislike or hate, and they had 36% fully hate anchovies. I mean, absolutely, positively hate them. I like anchovies, but I only like anchovies in moderation, kind of like sardines. I would order. I think one of my favorite pizzas. Is what they would call Domino's would call it the extravaganza or the ganza. When I was young, a bald-faced boy running Domino's pizzas. Back then, when a pie would come out of the oven, and if it was not perfect, they would put it in back for the crew. And every once in a while, they would toss in an anchovy, or get an anchovy pizza or something. And I actually kind of liked it, so I would order the ganza. But I would ask them to just drop in a mystery anchovy somewhere. I'm sorry, maybe I'm weird, but I actually like it. Well, that brings us to our top list. America spoke, and they said they hate anchovies. To put it into perspective, just how loathsome these little sea swine are, we offer today's list. It's our top list today. Top things anchovies are the food version of. Kind of like this one, even though I like anchovies. All right, here we go. Top things anchovies are the food version of. If anchovies were a band, that'd be Creed. If anchovies were a celebrity who's been to space, that'd be Katy Perry. If anchovies were a hairstyle, that'd be the man bun. If anchovies were Halloween candy, they would be Whoppers. If anchovies were an airport, it'd be Newark. Top things anchovies are the food version of. If anchovies were an interior design, that'd be popcorn ceilings. If anchovies were a party guest, that'd be the guy that pulls out the guitar. Top things anchovies are the food version of. If anchovies were a neighbor, that'd be the guy who leaves the toilet by the curb. If anchovies were the NFL team, that'd be the Jacksonville Jaguars. And top things anchovies are the food version of. If anchovies were a Baldwin, that'd be Alec. No, Billy. No, wait, Steven. No, Daniel. Never mind. Never mind that one. It's your top list today. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the Bee or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBeeHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's National Avocado Day. Although it should be National Avocado Hour because that's how quickly they go from ripe to rotten. Meta unveiled Oakley sunglasses that shoot video. So now it's possible for people in Oakley sunglasses to look like even bigger D-bags. In sports, Aaron Rodgers says the Steelers have a shot at the Super Bowl. So yeah, he's still dropping acid. The Sphere in Las Vegas will show the Wizard of Oz. The new Vegas slogan, what happens in Vegas is extremely outdated. And the members of Jane's Addiction are suing each other over their onstage fight. But they do admit it was nice to enjoy some hits again. This is not headline news.
It is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you could join us on the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We also have Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be.
You'll sound so smart.
I know, we don't know where you go, we don't know what you do.
Nope.
Quite frankly, it's really probably none of our business, but if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know what people say. All right, here we go. Number one. Charlie Chaplin outlived Elvis Presley. Elvis died in August of 1977 at the age of only 42. Charlie Chaplin died on Christmas of that year at the age of 88.
Wow.
Wow. Number two. 20% of the land on the planet belongs to countries whose names start with A, but 24% of the population is in countries whose names start with I. And just to add to the confusion, more countries start with S than any other letter.
Hmm.
Now I can't think of any countries that start with S.
No, now when you ask me. Sierra Leone?
Yeah, that's a huge one.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. I need a sound effect. Sorry. I'm derailing it.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm trying to think of other countries that start with S.
You do that. All right. Number three. The most serious crime in ancient Rome was killing a parent. The punishment for killing a parent was being sewn into a bag with a monkey. Yeah. Oh, not just a monkey, but a monkey, a snake, a dog. Let me see. Where are we at? Oh yeah, a chicken, and then thrown into a river to drown. Now, why would all those...
long does it take to get all those animals together in one bag?
Their
death row numbers must be like ours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, the monkey, I don't know how big of a monkey it would have been, but you could get a little spider monkey give it a...
Does ancient Rome just have monkeys? I would think you'd have to import them, you'd have to put them in a cage and make sure they stay alive long enough to be in a bag.
Monkey Emporium. That's our new sponsor. and then all of that was thrown into the river.
And thrown into the river to drown.
The poor dog and monkey and chicken.
They sacrificed these animals, and it just seems to me like a waste. More death on death.
Good Lord. Kimono literally translates from Japanese.
Hello.
Hi. As thing to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five, Vogue started as a weekly newspaper focused on high society in 1892.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
You're not.
It became a magazine in 1905, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Yep. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. We also have your stupid criminals in .news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for the weekend. I've been farm sitting the last couple days, which has been
real.
I know. Yeah. A family friend reached out and he's like, I'm going to the beach. Would you and your sister be willing to take care of my horses? And I'm like, yeah, I love horses.
Okay.
I can do that. He's like, okay, come on out this weekend. I'll show you what to do. Turns out he's got 26 horses.
That's quite the that's quite the ranch.
Yes.
When you said farm sitting, I thought, oh, you know, like a gentleman's farm. Just, you know, a couple chickens and...
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that too, but no, 26 horses, two German shepherds, and a lot of fun. So I'm ready for it to get a little cooler. It wasn't so bad yesterday, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend when I can be done farm sitting after work.
Uh-huh. well, besides being a farmer or a rancher, what else have you been up to?
We've been getting ready for the fall at the chamber. You and I both got back from the beach last week, and I feel like we've just kind of hit the ground running here since I've gotten back. We have a lot of big things coming up in the fall, the first of which is our fall job fair, which is on August 22nd, which is crazy to think about considering I feel like we just had the spring job fair. I mean, where is the summer gone? But
it has gone bye-byes.
It has. And school is starting, what, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're getting geared up and ready. We've got the fall job fair. We've got the Bedford Forum. We've got the annual gala, the Christmas market. We've got some business roundtable, some smart networking. We've got a lot coming up. So, but this is the first of many, and it's one of my favorite events. We have a great roster of businesses that are attending so far. And it's really interesting. Before COVID, the chamber had two job fairs a year. And this is our first year doing two again. And people love our job fairs. It's a great way to connect with other businesses in the area, a great way to get your brand out there, to find people that really want to be great workers and are looking for a business that can really be a career for them and not just something that they do to make money. So it's a great event. People wanted us to bring back the second one, so we're doing it. This will be the first time. And a lot of the businesses that have signed up actually have never exhibited at one of our job fairs before.
Really?
So we've got some new blood. Yeah, it's really cool. And I've really enjoyed getting to know them and what they're offering and what they're looking for. So yeah, I'm really excited. We've been working pretty hard this week to get everything finalized and ready for lunch, the table delivery, all that great stuff. There's a lot that goes into it.
Well, where will this one be held and when?
So this one is happening on Friday, August 22nd from 10:30 to 2 at Blue Ridge Community Church in New London. They're right down past London Downs. If you turn at the sheets, okay, they're right there. So it's a great location. We're really excited to partner with them. They've been great to us. And hopefully we'll get some good traffic, but we'll have all of the things that we normally do at our job fairs, all our fun little extra things. We'll have free childcare for people because we realize having your kids it can be tough if you want to go talk to employers, if you have your kids with you, but you still need to find a job.
Yeah.
We'll also have our work clothing closet. That's something that kind of newer that we've been doing.
Nice.
And it's been pretty popular. So we have everything from like boots to suits, I like to say. Right. So if you're looking for a new tie, if you're looking for work gloves or really anything, we have blouses, we have trousers. We have really nice Carhartt materials for different things. But yeah, that's a cool addition. And we have resource booths. So if you're wanting to learn more about maybe like some government assistance, or if you need help with your healthcare, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, or a private plan, if you're looking to learn more about apprenticeships or about transportation options in the region, we have all of this here. We try to bring everything all together so that you can hit everything all at once, shake some hands, give out some resumes, have some great conversations, and then leave and have a great rest of your day, a little bit more prepared and a more prepared workforce as well. So we're excited for this.
Well, that's awesome. And they are very substantive. There's a lot that goes into them. And if you'd like to learn more about it, if you'd like to register, and if you have a business that would like to sign up, now it's free to attend for attendees looking for a job. But for those that are exhibiting, for those that want to set up a booth, you can do that by visiting the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce website, bedfordareachamber.com. And there's a registration click on the event link. How much is it for members and non-members?
So for members, it's $125, and for non-members, it's $150. And we try to make it as easy for everybody as possible. If you've never done something like this, or if you have and you're like, I don't know, that's a lot of work, we provide the table for you, provide your chairs. We got lunch for you. We're going to have Jersey Mike's back again. Everybody loves Jersey Mike's, and they've been really good to us.
Yeah.
So we try to include everything that we can. We do a lot of promotion for this. We've got commercials running on WDBJ7 and WSET right now. You'll probably hear some things on the radio. And yeah, so we try to get the word out there. So that's all that's included in the fee. And really all you got to do if you want to participate is register, bring yourself, bring a tablecloth, that's an essential item, and bring any information that you want to give out to people, or if you have a way for them to maybe put their names in a spreadsheet so you can follow up with them. That's really the best thing to do, but we try to make it easy on everybody because we want it to be worth your time and have a great impact for your business as well.
Well, very, very cool. Again, you can learn more by visiting the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce website, bedfordareachamber.com. If you're not a member, you should be. Look into it. They'll be very, very happy to talk to you about it. And it's a way that you can grow your circle of influence, grow your network. It's very, very affordable. And the programming, and it's not just networking opportunities that you're talking to the same group of people over and over and over. These are very, very substantive. They take a lot of time. You guys take a lot of time to make events that are impactful within the business community and within the community in general. So, and you don't have to just be in Bedford or Bedford County or the city. You can be anywhere within the region, just as long as you want to do business with 400-some area businesses and thousands of new contacts. This is your link to it.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. We try to be really intentional, and we have a great business community, not only in Bedford, but within our chamber.
Yeah.
I was actually talking to Dr. Dan and Dr. Jeff with Forest Direct Primary Care on our podcast yesterday, and even they were talking about how interesting it is when you become a business owner or a professional that's active within your business community, how the media kind of portrays business people versus how they actually are.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because everybody really wants to support each other, and we try to give them an outlet to do so and to bring everybody together so that we can progress together. So yeah, I love the chamber. I believe in it. It's not just because I work here. It's because it actually works. It's a great thing.
No, that's wonderful. Well, Foster, each and every Thursday, we talk with the folks from the chamber. You should, too. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered.
Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that makes it Theatray.
Theatray Thursday. Best day of the week.
Yay. Yeah. Well, except for Friday. Yeah. All right,
it's always Friday for us.
So now yeah, the thing about this particular segment is going to be, because usually we're happy and we're laughing and I think we're still gonna, but we're also going to remember Tom Now, from Commerce Street Theater. Tom, if you're in the theater community, you knew Tom. You just knew him. I had the pleasure of working with him for just a really, really brief period of time, over 3 years or so. And in that time, I really came to respect that man and found out that many, many people have worked with him. We just went to his service on Saturday, and that was wonderful.
It was lovely. It was like a family reunion.
It really was. We saw people from years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And people came from all over.
They really did.
So, Libby, I want to start with you.
Oh, okay.
And tell us about Tom. Tell us when you met him, and how influential he was to the theater community.
He was incredibly influential to the theater community in all respects. He had so many students that he taught at. I still call it Lynchburg College. I have a hard time. But anyway, he had
I think
students.
Bill does too.
There's so many people he impacted in the theater. But the first, I met Tom long before I ever performed in this space. And I just thought, well, he kind of reminds me of Papa Smurf. And he's this little short kind of grandpa looking dude who has this insane talent and zest for live theater, and I did too, but just from the acting standpoint. And my first performance in the space was in 2005. We did Nonsense, and once I got into the space in 2005, I was like, oh, all bets are off. This is the place to be.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just an incredible space to be. He was a great mentor for anybody who was acting or directing or lighting or anything you wanted to do within the realm of live theater. Tom was there to support you and mentor you. And just invaluable experience that I got from him. He reached out to me when Commerce Street Theater became Commerce Street Theater, and our inaugural production in Commerce Street Theater was Side by Side by Sondheim. And he contacted me, I don't know, 3-4 months prior, and he said, hey, I've got a task for you. And I said, okay. He said, I want you to direct our inaugural production. And I said, you surely have called the wrong person, because I had never directed in my life.
Yeah.
And he said, no. He said, it's time for you to take this next step. He said, you are competent, you are capable, and you are talented. And that's what I need as my director for the inaugural production. And I was gobsmacked that he wanted me, of all people in the community of directors, to do this. And it was a very proud moment for me.
Well, he knew how talented you are as a musician, as a singer, and as an actor. and had total confidence in you, and we all did. I actually was lucky enough to be in that show.
Yes.
And you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
But that was typical Tom, you know. Yeah. He would boost everyone around him whenever he had a chance, and he did that for you, and it worked out beautifully.
Yeah. He was just the support team that you needed, that when you didn't know you needed it.
Right.
You know. The only other person I can think of that was like that person for me in the theater world was your dad. Mark was like my biggest fan. Mm-hmm. And he would tell me that all the time. Mm-hmm. But he was everyone's biggest fan too. So anyway, it was
Tom and Dad are definitely partying.
They absolutely are.
I can't even imagine the production that they're putting together right now, collaborating. So when I first met Tom, we had our studio space right inside Commerce Street Theater, right at the top of the stairs.
It was the old office, yeah.
And it was above the workshop. And Tom would very, very respectful to you know, let us finish our production and all that before the air compressor would come on and the saws would start running, as he would build every set by hand. And this man was what, 83? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I remember coming downstairs to cut through the theater after production, after the show, and there would be this huge ladder in the middle of the theater, and there's Tom standing on the top rung of this ladder on one foot, and he's adjusting something. He's adjusting some light or something. And I didn't want to startle him. And so I would make as much noise as possible, like realizing, oh man. So I would go back up the stairs and I'm boom, 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 so that he knew I was coming downstairs. And it's just, he always stopped to talk. He always had a good story to tell. He was a great listener. And just a fantastic guy, but he built every set by hand and with wood and whatever scraps or things that they could put together cost effectively. And it was, the sets were just freaking amazing.
He built some incredible sets.
We did a show called Postmortem.
That's the one I think of,
and
too.
And what a set. He raised the floor up several inches. Mm-hmm. And it was perforated so that you could have fog come up through the floor. And there was a seance scene in there. And they put together a table that would elevate. It was like a hydraulic mechanism.
Good Lord.
And the table would elevate. And it had a bar that you could push a button and the bar would open and slide out automatically. And he just did all this really amazing stuff. There was an upstairs. And if you know that space, there's not really any room for an upstairs there. But he made things like that work all the time.
Yeah.
The
set for Arsenic and Old Lace also had an upstairs. That was an incredible
set.
It had a basement
set
and an upstairs. And just that he was able to do that.
Yeah, just magic stuff.
He's incredibly innovative and so generous of his time. Anytime I asked, I mean, I cut my teeth with Tom. Like, I'm a high school tech director now, but my training was with Tom.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm a high school graduate, and he's just taking me under his wing and showing me all the things. I found my love of lighting there and, you know, the language he spoke. But every time I saw him, he would stop and he would share something. And he was so generous with his knowledge.
He really was. And the thing that's easy to forget about Tom is that he was much more than a technical director.
Yeah, he was.
I met him 50 years ago.
He was a practitioner of theater.
Yeah, as a student at Lynchburg College. And he was the technical director there. But he was an actor. Uh-huh. He was a director. He directed Rumors, Neil Simon's play Rumors. And at the end of that show, I had a long monologue. And I really had no idea what to do with it. I mean, I was just lost. And I went to Tom and I said, Tom, I need help. And he was the director of that show. And he walked me through every bit of that monologue to get me to a point where it worked.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it without him. He was really a gifted person.
Yeah, he was and also his leadership of Commerce Street and all of his knowledge of the theater community and what it takes to run a theater, which we all know is no easy feat. He just an incredible legend of our theater community, and I do feel that loss.
And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention how powerful a couple Tom and Pam were together.
Oh, yes.
Pam really really kept Tom moving, kept all of us moving. Right. She deserves a lot of credit, and we wish she could be here with us this morning, but it didn't quite work out that way. But Pam is a powerhouse in her own right.
Absolutely.
And I know she misses Tom terribly now.
Absolutely.
But anyhow, I just want to mention Pam in the same breath.
Of course, and we're all thinking about her.
Sure.
You can learn more about Commerce Street Theater and their upcoming performances by visiting Commerce Street Theater, spelled the proper way, .org. And they've got a number of productions that are coming up.
They'll be opening Streetcar Named Desire, and I've been in rehearsals with them. It's going to be an incredible production. It is Tom's last set design.
Wow. Yeah.
There's still a touch of Tom in this production, but it is going to be an amazing, powerful story, and that opens August 15th.
And then Avenue Q.
Yes!
In October, October 31st.
Opens on Halloween.
Into November.
I'm stage managing that show.
I am so stoked. I love that show.
That'll
so stoked
be a blast.
For it.
And the best Christmas pageant ever.
Yep.
Is rounding out the year at Commerce Street Theater. So, again, check it out. Get your seat. Get your tickets. Purchase them in advance. And just become part of the Commerce Street Theater family. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That's Theatre Thursday. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
I felt that it would be important for us to talk about Tom and how he impacted our lives on one of the Thursday segments, and I wanted to wait until after his service. So it really worked out. So thanks, guys, for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1871. The first professional Major League Baseball game is played between the Cleveland Forest Cities and Fort Wayne Kekiongas. Afterwards, everyone enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers.
Cleanup and restorations continue as the tap room remains closed for now. But you can still pick up your favorite Ballad beers by visiting their dock on Calhoun Street at select times. See their social media for days and times. And of course, order a Ballad beer wherever they serve only the best beverages. If they don't, ask them to. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, and we have a bonus segment of
Theatre.
Thursday. Yes, we love having our theater community joining us. And we also love talking about new theater companies and new collaborations. And we're really, really excited about this one. Who is in studio
today? Our
community
is growing, and it is amazing. I've got Madison Bakalov and Timothy McFadden. They
are
from the Producers Playhouse. And they are getting ready to mount a fundraising event called Broke Theater Kids, which I think we all are. So that is fabulous. So, Timothy, tell us a little bit about the Producers Playhouse.
Yeah, so the Producers Playhouse is a concept we kind of came up with. We're both very aware that Lynchburg is thriving in theater right now. But one thing that we're trying to do is we're hoping to start our own company that'll provide opportunities to the upcoming generation of actors and talent. That sometimes it takes some time and a lot of trial and error just to get their name out there. So we're hoping to give them a platform to be able to put them front and center.
For new emerging artists. Mm-hmm. That's fabulous. That's fabulous.
Really, really cool. So you have an upcoming production, and tell us what that is.
Yeah, so our upcoming show is Broke Theater Kids Live on Stage. It's tomorrow night, August 1st. We're really excited. We're a little nervous. Basically, it's a musical theater cabaret. All of the songs are about money, and it's a fundraising event to be able to put that money towards our first 2026 season.
Nice.
That's fabulous.
Well, where will this be held?
This will be at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall on 722 Commerce Street.
All right, cool. And you can get your tickets through you or the Academy box office.
Yep.
Both?
Both.
Okay. All right. If you visit academycenter.org, you can purchase tickets. Or if you're on the Producers Playhouse social media, and we will link that up on this broadcast, folks, you can purchase your tickets that way.
And as always, you can go to the Mark Forman page, and the calendar has Broke Theater Kids on there, and you can purchase your tickets straight from there.
So where did the idea, where did the concept come from?
This is something I've actually been sitting on for about 2 years now.
Isn't that the best thing, though? You know, you come up with an idea, and it's just kind of marinating, and it might not be the right time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But then you just have it back there, you know, working out all the bugs, and then, you know, what was the catalyst, or what was the thing that you went, now?
Yeah.
Now's when we should do this.
Oh, yeah. So I originally started thinking of this once I had graduated from college back in 2022.
Okay.
And it's just been kind of fermenting in my brain about could do this, could do that. But up until recently, we were talking about it, and we just decided it was time to actually put it in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had the people who could help us pull it off.
We had a space.
Yeah. Everything just kind of came together. So we figured it was kind of a now or never moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's usually how these things work. Yeah. Having had my own brainchild of a foundation that suddenly just began to blossom.
Yes.
So, I'm really excited to see what you guys are able to come for it. And to give new emerging artists a home is a really, really generous thing for you all to do. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what can we expect to see on Friday?
You can expect some amazing talent. We have a 3-piece band with Heather Brand on keyboard, Guy Mavinga on drums, and Patrick McCorkle on guitar, and then Timmy and myself.
I know all of them.
Yes.
Yes.
We got a good group. Guys.
We do have a good group for this. And then Timmy and myself will be two of the singers, and then we also have Shelby Grace and Todd Picked. So.
Oh, it sounds
and
like
again,
it's going to be a great
event. I know all you dudes. This is going to be amazing. Well, and now that is this upcoming performance, and that's tomorrow. What else are you working on?
What other sort of things can we look forward to in 2026, assuming that the fundraiser goes the way that we all know it will?
Yeah, so we have big plans. Nothing that we can for sure announce yet, but we're hoping to do maybe a musical, maybe a play, and maybe just some sort of new works.
Nice.
So it's not just for the actors, for the directors, the scenic designers, costume, anybody.
Wonderful. Very wonderful. Cool. Well, we are excited to see what comes from this.
Absolutely.
This will be wonderful.
Again, you can purchase your tickets for tomorrow's show, Broke Theater Kids Live on Stage, and that's at academycenter.org. You can also go to the Producers Playhouse on their social media and purchase tickets there, and like them, follow them, keep up to date with all the things that these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Well, I've got a couple questions for you, and these are some of the questions that we ask actors, directors, producers.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to learn about when did you get started in theater, and maybe talk about, you know, what was one of your favorite roles?
Yeah, I got started in theater in middle school was when it kind of took off, and then high school from there, and then ended up going to University of Lynchburg for theater.
Okay.
That's where we met, so the good things come out of that.
Yeah.
And then my favorite role, that's a really good question. We did Pippin in college, and I had the opportunity.
Saw that.
Yes,
that was one of my favorite shows.
Yes,
you guys
it was
done.
So fun. I loved it. I played Catherine, and it was just such a me role. It was easy to do, but it was also hard to do. But it was just so fun at the end of the day. So that was probably mine.
Very cool. All right. So the next question for you is, and we'll circle back so you can think about this. What is a role that you have not yet played? that you aspire to play. This would be your dream mm-hmm. role.
Yes.
So we'll go with you and talk about how you got mm-hmm. started and what was one of your favorite roles or favorite performances.
Yeah. So I also got started in middle school in a production of Into the Woods Junior. I just thought it'd be so cool to play the big bad wolf and ended up getting cast as one of the princes. But I ended up having such a good time that I stuck with it all throughout school, through college, and now here I am trying to start my own company. Nice. So,
and we're going to go back to you.
Yeah.
But what is a role that you absolutely positively would aspire to play, or a show that you'd love to do and produce? What's your answer?
Dream role.
Yeah.
I have two that are kind of competing for first place.
Nice.
Sally Bowles, Cabaret, mm-hmm. definitely one of them. And then Jenna and Waitress.
Oh, nice.
Those are my two, I think.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you, sir?
Well, if you look at the name of our theater company, The Producers Playhouse, I'm a very big Mel Brooks fan.
Oh, nice. Yes.
The Producers is one of my favorite shows. So Leo Bloom is definitely
perfect.
A dream role.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that, too.
That's a great show, too.
Yeah. All right. So coming up again, the performance is tomorrow at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce. It's The Producers Playhouse Presents Broke Theater Kids Live on Stage. You can see this incredible cabaret of young upstarts hitting the stage. Doors are 7 o'clock?
Yes. Yeah. Doors will open at 6. The show starts at 7.
Okay.
Yep.
It is Broke Theater Kids Live on Stage. Check it out. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll link up everything so that you can purchase your tickets or get tickets at the door if they're not sold out.
Yes.
And has a capacity crowd, so you might want to get your tickets now. Mm-hmm. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coming up, we are going to get, we're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminette. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit timberlakechiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
Hey, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Ozempic face. Maybe driving a new cosmetic surgery boom. Why? Well, it's occurring when people lose weight with Ozempic, but then their face and neck lose volume.
Mm-hmm.
One cosmetic surgeon called it a deflated look. Plastic surgeons started seeing it a couple years ago when the Ozempic craze began. But we found this old record here at the station that hints it may have been around long ago.
Ozempic face. Your skin is falling and it's out of place. Look like an outcast of the human race. Ozempic face. Your bank account is draining and your pancreas is straining. Ozempic face. Your skin is falling way, way down out of place. You need face filler cause you look like Phyllis Diller with your saggy Ozempic.
Catchy tune.
The classic. classics. Yes. That was like the 1940s.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking about music, since it is National Chili Dog Day, a musician did a funny rendition. Do you remember John Mellencamp's Jack and Diane?
Yes.
Well, what if all the lyrics were sucking on a chili dog?
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on.
Oh, wow. The bridge. There, oh, there we go.
Chili dog.
Yeah.
Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
We're going to play the full version.
Chili, oh, yeah.
Sucking on a dog.
Wow.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dogs.
All right. So, speaking of John Cougar Mellencamp, or John Mellencamp without the cougar, here is President Trump's new edit of Pink Houses.
Go to work in some high rise and vacation down at the
Gulf of America.
God. Oh, wow. All right. What else do we? Oh, let's go to viral videos. What is this? Now skip that. Let's do an influencer. Oh, yeah. This guy in New York City. New York City! Makes videos of strangers walking slowly or blocking the sidewalk. He calls his videos bad walkers. Here are a couple examples.
Bad walkers, part 67.
The tennis trio here, they're just walking super slow, and I see, I mean, the oncoming traffic is crazy too. She's like reading while she's going through these groups on the left side. Still, she's passing by this group. They're getting passed by someone who is reading while walking. That's how slow they're going.
Bad walkers, part 68.
All right, we've got an amazing formation here. I call it a double black diamond because they're just so compact, but I can't go around. They can't hear me talk in the commentary for sure. They're really loud.
I guarantee you they're all middle schoolers too.
Now, he's not great on his comedy timing, but I love the effort put into this content. It's definitely original.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Skip that. Skip that. Skip that. What is this? All right. Google says feral child summer is trending after Kylie Kelce talked about it on her podcast. Here's a clip that got everybody talking about this parenting strategy. Feral child summer.
It's called feral child summer.
I said that.
I love the idea of feral child summer. I currently will unleash my children into the backyard. If one of them ends up digging out a rock, have at it. If another one ends up climbing up the playset, having a whole pretend play situation or scenario made up, great. I love watching them play.
Isn't that just called parenting?
Or called playing. I think it actually, feral child summer goes beyond that. It's actually more like the type of summer that I had as a child, where our parents would literally throw us out of the house, shut the screen door, lock the screen door, and say, be home for lunch.
Well, yeah, that's because they were broke and they didn't want you bothering them.
And then, after lunch, it was all right, get out, but make sure you're home before
by the streetlights come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I grew up that way too, but that's because my parents were broke. It wasn't because they were trying to give me feral child summer.
Yeah, I don't think there was a name for it. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. A story just came out about how twangy voices are considered easier to understand than neutral ones in traffic noise, especially for female speakers. Here's comedian Gary Valentine on those southern twangs.
There's nothing like a little southern twang, really. So, you know, like a little southern twang on a gal, that's a very sexy thing. How y'all doing? What's going on? How you doing? Welcome to Georgia. What's going on? But some of those backwoods people, you know, I couldn't understand this guy. Pilot, I go, how long's the flight going to be? He goes, it's going to take about an hour. I'm sorry, how long? About an hour. A buttered what? What the hell are you saying to me? It'll take about an hour. You slowed it down for me too, like that was gonna make a difference. Arr! About an arr! Arr! I've had dry heaves of more pronunciation than that. How long is the flight? Oh, it's about a 45 minute flight. Arr! 30 minutes. Oh my god, I almost threw up that last time. Hold on.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. But go ahead and firmly, maybe vigorously, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yeah, a 31-year-old man in California named Alexander Abear, or Abear, Abear, was pulled over last weekend. No, he's not a bear. And the police noted that he looked visibly nervous. The vehicle smelled like marijuana, and an officer saw a weed pen on the dash. Alexander admitted to having a bag of pot between the seats. Police decided to search the van. They found more than just a bag. There was approximately 400 pounds of magic mushrooms packaged in black plastic baggies and large totes, each labeled with various strain names. Deputies found more than $370,000 in cash, vacuum sealed in bundles. Alexander was arrested and booked on a series of charges, including felony transportation of a controlled substance for sale across county lines. Here, let me pull up a picture of this real quick. Well,
oh,
well,
yeah. My
okay.
word.
Check this out. This, look at this haul. Let me share screen, bring this up. If you're listening, go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA. Look at that. That $370,000 in cash, plus all that stuff.
Ooh.
Yikes!
And just give you probable cause right there. Like, just hand it on over.
Dummy. All right. Here, I think I have a sound effect for that.
No.
Yep. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let me find the good news story. There it is. A woman in Montreal is in the news because she's been walking around picking up trash to raise money for her local SPCA animal shelter. She calls herself the Trashy Lady. At last count, she had picked up more than 4,000 pieces of trash this month and raised almost $4,000 on a GoFundMe. Here's Carolyn Yanez talking about being the Trashy Lady.
I'm a corporate girly by day and a trash picker by night.
I get a dopamine hit from every trash I pick up. I know firsthand how serious they take all of the animal cases. Yeah. I really think the SPCA is a beautiful organization.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up the Hill City Slide. Visit hillcityslide.com to purchase your tickets and reserve your time slot for August 22nd through the 24th. It's a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia.
And what a fundraiser it is. It's so much
fun. A fun fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, thank you so much for spearheading.
Thank you for having me.
Theatre Thursday. It's like herding cats sometimes, and I really, really appreciate the effort.
It's a delight. Thank you for supporting the theater.
Now, this will be your last Theatre Thursday for a while.
For a while. I will try and come on as I can, but yes, we are starting school back up, and teaching duties call, so I will be in the classroom.
Teaching duties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, let me share the Mark W. Forman Foundation website, and let's mention this real quick. Mark W. Forman Foundation is where you should go. If you go to their website, markwformanfoundation.org. If you want to learn about local theater, if you want to learn about even look at a calendar of upcoming performances, whether it is professional theater or youth theater, you can even check out what theater companies are looking for actors and what their upcoming performances are and all that scheduled, the behind the scenes scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the director's grant. And this is all in honor of your dad, Mark
yes.
W. Forman.
Yes.
After his passing, you created this foundation to help all local theater. And tell us about the director's grant real quick.
So the director's grant is a $1,000 grant that we give twice a year to directors who can who are directing productions. And that $1,000 is for whatever they need for their production. Oftentimes in community theaters, budgets are so limited. So that extra $1,000 can go to paying for a music director, a pit, an extra set piece, a costume piece. And we've been so privileged to give out six now director's grants to various directors to support their productions. And it's real labor of love, and it's definitely what Dad would have wanted.
Well, very, very cool. Visit the Mark W. Forman Foundation, markforman.org.
And we're so grateful to partner with The Mike Show. You guys are not just we aren't just a sponsor. It's a partnership and a true friendship. So I am sad to not be able to see you every Thursday.
That's a bummer.
Yes.
But we'll pick it up again during break.
Absolutely.
Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Bye. Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.